WildTalkRadio.com.
But seeing as this is the holiday season, and we are all in the holiday spirit, The Rock has got a special message regarding tonight.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey, guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to The Rock, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rock.
And seeing as this is Christmas, it reminds The Rock of his very favorite Christmas story, entitled Rocky the People's Reindeer. You see, Rocky the People's Reindeer was very large and very tall. And unlike Kevin Kelly, he actually had a set of balls. All the other jabroni reindeer used to be so jealous and look at him in vain, because they couldn't stand the fact that all the people would be chanting Rocky's name.
With your host, Lindsay Ward, and her producer, Sir Rockin.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa was drunk and full of gas, so Rocky took his big bag of toys and shoved them straight up Santa's candy ass!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Happy holidays. It is Jingle All The Rack. Christmas is upon us, everybody. If you're listening to this on the podcast, Friday is Christmas Eve. We are on the countdown, and we're very excited. And, you know, if you want a present, you can go check out our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. He has a lot of amazing content for you all to view and have and enjoy. So please go check him out. And if you're listening to us over on wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. You can give yourself a present if you have Amazon Prime, because you can use your Prime Gaming sub here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also follow the channel. You can subscribe the regular way. You can listen in the chat, or you can listen in the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle bells, jingle bells. Say, brought the good music out. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. It's like, it's the first time we can get a song that actually sounds like a Christmas song, because it's kind of, it's not copyrighted, so yay, it's Jingle Bells.
Yay.
Jingle Iraq. It's been a while since, have we done this live? We may have before.
I think we've done it sparingly live, but generally speaking, we record it. We record this one and we record Pop Goes the Rack. So this is, I think, the first year that we've done all three holiday specials live. Because generally, at least the Thanksgiving special is recorded, and we did it live this year. So this is the first time, I think, or one of the very few times.
Hey, Brent.
But it's exciting.
It's very exciting. Hey, Brent, I made a new intro. In case you missed it, the intro was new.
That's what he did instead of playing Genshin with me.
Where did I not, and then did play Genshin with you at?
But you could have played Genshin with me much earlier.
But where at?
Twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward.
There you go.
It's like, what do you mean, where at? You played it on your computer. Oh, wait, no.
He's telling you to plug a thing, dude, you know, shamelessly promote a thing.
Plug your shit, goddammit! Plug your Twitch channel. Yes, please go like my Twitch channel. We're trying to get to affiliate again. I'm streaming Genshin Impact. I stream after work now. I've kind of got a schedule, and I kind of like it, so.
And I'm there once in a while on the stream with her, because content.
Because I can't do it on my own.
She needs the content, chat, and I'm the content.
It's him yelling about Genshin, because I'm a Genshin sweat.
Yeah, can't say anything more than that. But use career code LindsayWard when you buy stuff in the Epic Game Store revolving around Genshin Impact. Hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding.
So tonight, chat, no wrestling.
No wrestling.
No wrestling whatsoever. We could talk all day about Kyle O'Reilly signing with AEW, but we're not here for that. It's not what we're here to do.
I mean, is anybody really surprised?
No. Next week on Pop Goes the Rack, we'll talk about the news and everything, and we'll preview day one. Get up your fingers. Put up your fingers, day one. But instead, we're here to do a tier list. A Christmas tier list. A Christmas movie tier list. Why? Because Saturday is Christmas. It feels like it's taken a long time to get here, but also not really. Like, this month has gone by slow, but also fast, if that makes sense.
I was going to say, I feel like I blinked and I missed December.
And I'm thinking back when we usually do this show, we have a pay-per-view to review, but there was no December pay-per-view to review before this show, so that helps our cause too.
Yeah, that did help our cause.
So yeah, so here are the requirements for what we're doing in that chat. We put together a list. We use the intern as a reference point because he has hundreds and hundreds of DVDs of every type of TV show and movie you can ever think of, and he's probably seen them all 20 times. Or they're all in their plastic and never seen. And he just brags about having a full DVD collection. I don't know. I don't know. But we used him as a resource to come up with a list of Christmas movies. And I know what people are going to say is Die Hard on your list. Lindsay, there you go. No, answer.
No. Die Hard is not on the list. What's the other one? Lethal Weapon?
Lethal Weapon is not on the list either.
Yeah, they are not on the list. Harry Potter is not on the list.
Some Star Wars Wookiee things not on the list. What's a Wookiee? I don't know. There's a bunch of things that are not on this list. There are some movies you would say, hey, why isn't that on it? Well, the caveat to this entire list, we have seen them all. Both of us.
Both of us. To be able to rate them, we have to have seen them all. And unfortunately, I am a bit of a Christmas movie snob, and I have not seen a lot of contemporary films from the modern age. Like, a lot of what I've seen for Christmas movies and experienced are older films. So that eliminated quite a few films right there.
It did. Which is okay, because reasons. So we have five categories. We're going to put them in, and they go from we'll go from bottom to top. Bottom is Grandpa slept through it. It was on TV, cheesy, classic, and a must-watch tradition. Those are our five categories for movies. So we put together a list of 26 movies that we're going to go through, talk about them a little bit, and then place them where we want. If you have an opinion in chat, please let us know. We may listen to what you have to say, and we may put Elf at must-watch tradition for Brent, because we know it is.
Uh-huh.
Because just reasons. Because it is his favorite Christmas movie.
He wears the costume and everything. He looks so cute in the little tights.
Brent says he has opinions. All right, we're looking forward to hearing your opinions, Brent. Hate you both. So with that, I said we jump right into the tier list.
Is he allowed to come on and render his opinions or no?
Do we want him on the show?
He is welcome if he wants to come on and render his opinions.
Hey, Brent, you want to come on the show with us? So before I flip the thing over, we'll give it the 7-second chat delay. No, you can come. Okay, no, that's fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll put together the list, right? And then we'll give him time to critique it after we're done.
Yeah, there you go. So get ready to come on.
So after we're done placing them, you can critique them, okay? That work? I think that works. Because if you're going to rant about something, we're going to create content about it. Because that's
goddamn right.
What we do.
Because we got yelled at.
So, without further ado, let's do the tier list.
All right, so we are starting. Number one, I think it's undisputed that number one is a classic, and that is the original. Not the remake, not the sequels and everything else, but the original Home Alone is a classic.
I say it's a must-watch tradition.
Okay, I can give you that.
Because when you think of movies based around the holiday that are not like completely cheesy, campy Christmas, but also involve the heart and soul of Christmas, it's Home Alone.
Well, it was one of those movies that redefined the genre.
You did.
It absolutely redefined the Christmas genre and kind of opened the door for a lot of what you see today in terms of Christmas films. Because before that, Christmas films weren't really necessarily funny or centered around the subject matter that Home Alone is, where basically a child gets abandoned at home by his family and he has to fend off robbers.
Yeah.
Like, that just the concept of that as a Christmas movie is like, I don't know about that. But the way that they did it and pulled it off just redefined the genre of Christmas movies. So, yeah, I can give you must-watch tradition.
Okay, so I think that's an easy starter.
I would say, though, that Home Alone 2 is a classic.
Yeah.
I don't think it's must-watch.
No, it's good.
But it's a classic.
It's good. They try to recreate some of the magic of number one. 2 is a classic, yeah. I would 100% agree with making that a classic, because, let's be real, it is a classic film. I mean, they've remade it to third, and then there's some straight-to-DVD versions, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's whatever this thing they made now, where they try to make it a thing, but it's no.
Okay, can we just, like, talk about this? Like, the fact that they've made another Home Alone in 2021? I need to rant about this. And granted, I have not seen it. Okay, so this is completely unbased on anything. This is not against the actors. It's not against anything. It's just the concept that is Home Alone doesn't work in today's day and age. You want to know why? Because you get ID'd when you travel. Like, so the fact that, you know, he's not with them and they don't notice he's not with them and... You know, there's multiple tickets, and they're like, well, hey, what about this? Like, they wouldn't even be able to bring his luggage with them, right?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't be able to put it on the plane because he's not with their luggage.
Yeah.
And in today's modern age of texting and email and everything else, like, it doesn't work, because all he has to do is text his parents and be like, hey, WTF, or call his parents and be like, hey, WTF. Like, the whole concept... that was Home Alone and Home Alone 2 was that, and I think they might be in 2, I think cell phones might be there. I don't know, but no, it's a really early advent, if it is.
It was very advent, and they didn't see what happened in Home Alone 2, they didn't leave him home alone. He just got on the wrong flight.
Yeah, which again, would not happen
no.
in today's world. It just would not happen. So, like, for him, especially in the first one, it's like, that's the whole thing. They forgot him. He's home alone, right? He's a 12-year-old kid, and they've left him alone because they were all traveling to, I think, Europe, and they just forgot him because it's a family full of people, and a 12-year-old boy can easily get left behind, but in today's modern age, that wouldn't be a thing. Like, no. That so wouldn't be a thing. So it's like the fact that they made another one.
Right, and it made it work was because they counted him as a kid because there was someone wearing what he would be wearing in the van when they left. And he was also punished and sent up to the attic and, you know, stuff like that. And there was a power outage and all those things. So it makes sense, logically, then. But now, like, and they try to tie it back to the original. It's like, no, it just doesn't work.
It so doesn't work. But
Home Alone's a sacred movie around these parts, so.
Yeah, the original Home Alone is sacred. It is its own thing.
We stand Home Alone on this show.
We stand Kevin McAllister in this house, because watching that as a kid, you sit there and you go, holy shit.
I will say my favorite thing that came out of too was the thinking of the name. The Talk Boy.
Yes.
The Talk Boy. I was trying to think of the name. Talk Boy. That was great. That was the best thing to come out of it. The toy. All right, what's the next movie on our list? You can jump. Right, you can jump around if you want, because this is how we came up with the names.
So National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I say it could go into classic. It's not a must watch for me.
It's not a must watch. It is a classic. It's also cheesy, but I would definitely put it as a classic.
I think, like, there's enough nostalgia there that it now can slot into classic. Like, otherwise, it would be cheesy. Like, when you're a pop culture reference of somebody's house looks like the Griswolds.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's very funny. It's a very funny movie. They remade it with, what's his name? Brent, who did they remake it with? You remember. Ed Harris? And is it Ed Harris?
Might have been Ed Harris. No, it could have been Ed Harris.
Not Ed Harris, but this is where I'm looking. Ed Helms. Ed Helms.
Ah.
Ed Helms. Thanks, Brent. I don't know what I got after that. But yeah, Ed Helms. They try to remake it. It's okay, but it's not the movie.
It's just alright. Yeah, I mean, it's like, here's the thing with, like, a lot of these. When you look at them, they shouldn't be remade. Like, there are several on this list, especially for live action, that really should not be remade because there's a magic and a simplicity to them for the time that they're made in that it's what gives it its appeal. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we were talking about Home Alone. It's the simplicity of the time. This is before the advent of social media and cell phones and the world being really connected. Like, the internet is just kind of coming online when Home Alone and Home Alone 2 are made. So, like, it has that nostalgia there where it's a glimpse of the world really before the world changed due to the internet. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is very similar to that, where it's a time capsule of when it was made. Mm-hmm. It's a slice of life from that time period of what Christmas was and what Christmas meant versus what it means now, which is highly commercialized. So, and I have opinions on that that I'm not going to voice here. That's a whole other different rant. But yeah, like, I just feel like there's a lot of movies on this list that should never be remade because of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about one in particular. Now, this one could be remade, but I don't think they could capture the charm. Love Actually.
To me, that is not a classic.
I could slot it technically into cheesy or it was on TV. Like, it's good. It's a good movie to sit there and watch. And honestly, if it's on TV, I probably would sit there and watch it. But it's not something that every Christmas I queue it up.
And I think you just answered the question right there. If it was on TV, you would watch it.
Yeah, but it's also cheesy.
It is cheesy, but I'm okay with putting it was on TV.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Because I think we'll have more like that defines what cheesy is as we go.
Yeah, but if it was on TV, I would watch it.
Yeah.
All right, so Miracle on 34th Street, the 1947 black and white edition. This is a toughie, because
it can go anywhere.
It can go anywhere except possibly cheesy.
Yeah, okay. It could go from between Grandpa slept through it to a tradition for some people. It really could.
I'm good with putting it in a classic. Like, it's not must-watch for me.
No.
But it is one of the classic Christmas movies that always tend, or used to always get played. I don't know if they even air the 1947 version anymore.
It's probably somewhere.
It's probably somewhere. Plus, Maureen O'Hara is just a bamf. So, I'm okay with putting it in classic.
I'm okay with putting it there, yeah.
All right. Scrooged. Oh, shit. So, here's the thing about this movie. I have a love-hate relationship with this movie. As an adult, I can appreciate it for what it is. As a child, this movie scared the shit out of me. I was terrified of this movie. I hated it. I hated everything about it.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily hold, like, a lot of nostalgia for it. So I could put it in, it was on TV.
I'm okay with putting Grandpa Slept Through It, but yeah, I can give you it was on TV.
I mean, I can put it in Grandpa Slept Through. I don't think it's quite that low, but I mean, it's kind of one of those things. It's
I
on
say
TV.
We put it there. Let's be controversial. It's our list. Let's put it there.
Okay, that's fine. Because yeah, I mean, I can't even say, like, if it was on TV, I would watch it because I probably wouldn't. Like, I've seen the movie all the way through, but the movie, just the concept of it when I was a kid, scared the ever-living shit out of me.
Okay.
A Christmas Carol, in general, scared the shit out of me as a child. I don't know why, because there's ghosts and zombies and death in it, probably. But, like, Scrooge, just the way that they made it, especially at the end with the Ghost of Christmas Future?
Past, present, future, yeah.
Yeah, that worked. Anyway, yeah, just the way they did it was just, like, with a TV screen for the face of the ghost. Yeah, no. And, like, the grave opening up to be I think it's the one where the grave opens up to be, like, the pit of hell and all this other shit. Like, I just vividly remember that and being absolutely terrified by it, and that and Bob Marley, so. As, like, the gray, where he's, like, smoking a cigar or something. Like, just, I can vividly remember it and being terrified of it, so, yeah, no. Grandpa slept through it.
Next.
Up next, A Muppet Christmas Carol. Not terrified of this one.
No, not terrified of it. So I got a tweet.
You got a tweet.
From Wit. Because I put out, what is the best Christmas movie that you've ever seen? She goes, Muppet Christmas Carol. This is a hill I will die on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jacob Marley. I'm being corrected. It's not Bob Marley. That's a whole other different movie. It's Jacob Marley. Thank you. So where does she want it?
She says the best.
I don't know if I can say,
but
it's
But that's the thing. It's not a must-watch tradition for us. Maybe for her.
I can give you it's a classic.
I can give it a classic. I can also say it's cheesy.
I could say it's cheesy, too, because it's the Muppets. But, in terms of A Christmas Carol, it's probably one of the better versions of the Christmas Carol out there because it's a more disarming version of it than what you see. Like, we're going to be talking about the one with Patrick Stewart as well, which is the Dickensian, like, classic right there.
Chat says cheesy, by the way.
I mean, I can't go cheesy. I could go classic. I could also go, it was on TV.
I'll go classic.
Can't give it to cheesy.
It's on the border, but it's not quite cheesy.
We'll put it in classic for wit.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about it. The Santa Claus.
I like the movie. It's not a tradition.
I can't make it a classic.
I'm going to say, it's not all, I like the movie, but it's not a classic. It's cheesy.
It's totally cheesy. It's 100% cheesy.
And you can go add two and whatever and from there. But if it's on TV, I would watch it. But I would watch it and say it's also cheesy.
I mean, the concept of it, again, it's kind of one of those Home Alone things where it's like, it's a different kind of Christmas movie. It's Tim Allen murders Santa by making him fall off the roof. And then he has to become the Santa Claus. And they all think he's insane. And they try to take his son away because he thinks he's Santa.
But right there, it's cheesy.
Yeah, right there it's cheesy. And in the end, you know, it all works out in classic Hollywood fashion, even though Tim Allen is now Santa Claus. So, spoilers. Yeah.
I'm good with cheesy.
I'm good with cheesy. White Christmas. I'm just going to say this before we ever rate it. This movie should never, and I mean never, be remade. Because you will never top the original. Ever. This movie is Hollywood defined. Like classic golden age Hollywood defined. You have Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney along with Danny Kaye starring in it. Like shut up. Just shut up. To me, at least in our family, this is a much watched tradition. We watch this every year.
To me, it's not a tradition. I can give you cheesy or classic.
Then if I have to take the two, I will take classic.
Then I can give you a classic on that one. Because to me, it's not like, it's not much watch. If it's on, I'll watch it. But it's not something I go out of my way to see. There are other movies that, for me, campy and cheesy is more me for Christmas than that. If that makes sense.
The only way I would accept a remake of this movie is if Bob Wallace and Phil Davis are in love with each other. Because I swear to fuck that Danny Kaye was in love with Bing Crosby through this whole movie. If you go back and you watch it, and you watch them together, they were having the time of their lives, it looks like. Up next, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
For some, this is a tradition. For some, it's a classic. I'm in the category of cheesier. It was on TV.
I can put it in it was on TV, because it's one of those things that if it's on, I'll watch it. If you can find it, because I don't even know if they air it anymore.
It's on Apple TV now.
Oh, it's on Apple TV?
Mm-hmm. Because they got the rights to it.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, it's like my mom was like, has the music in her Christmas playlist, and she's like, what's this from? And I was like, I know it's Charlie Brown, but I don't know what scene in Charlie Brown Christmas it's from, because it's been that long since I've seen it. Like, I think the last time I saw it was maybe when I was like a teenager. It's been forever.
Didn't CBS or ABC have the rights forever, and then I think Apple TV got it in the last couple of years?
CBS, I think, used to air all like the stop motion and Charlie Brown Christmas for years, for forever, and then they stopped doing it over the last like 5 to 10 years, where they were putting them on really, really early, like right after Thanksgiving, and then they just stopped airing them altogether.
Because football contracts became bigger deals.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh, okay. But yeah, I can put it on. It was on TV.
I'm okay with that. All right, what's next?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He had a very shiny nose.
He did. And if you ever saw it, you would say it glows.
I'm leaning towards cheesy. What are you leaning towards?
See, to me, it was a tradition in our family forever to watch Rudolph.
Okay.
Every year, we would find Rudolph and we would watch Rudolph. And I have such a love for Rudolph because I love the animation. I love the old 70s stop motion animation movies because there's just nothing like them anywhere else. like there's just that smattering that was made at like Christmas and then they were never made again.
Yeah.
And they've tried to duplicate them and they just can't duplicate them. So to me, that puts it in the realm of classic.
I'll give you tradition if you want tradition.
I mean, to me, it's tradition. To me, it's Rudolph. Like Rudolph, there's
it defines it defines Christmas.
It defines Christmas. Like it is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is the stop motion pop culture classic Rudolph.
That's fine. I can give that to you because it's been forever since I've sat and fully like watched it. But I give
now,
it to
mind
you.
You, it's sexist as shit. But look at when it was made.
Yeah, I mean, you can't judge things for when it's made in 40 years later.
Was it made in the? When was it?
I was just making it. Right.
No, I'm curious now. When was it made?
Brent,
because it's
Brent. When was Rudolph made? Just putting the work. Because why not?
1964.
Even longer than I thought.
I was gonna say it's got to be like the 50s or the 60s, just based on the mindset, because it's got that the Mrs. stays at home mindset.
Yeah, so
the man is the breadwinner.
So it's an older movie. Yeah, you can't. That was the time period. They did not know any different.
Like I think I remember thinking that the last time I watched it, I was like, "Wow, this is really sexist."
Your brain's changed.
Yeah, it's like the misogyny. Oh my god, the misogyny. But it's a classic, so we're gonna go with it.
Gonna go with it. All right, what's next on our list?
Up next, we have Frosty the Snowman. This could go in cheesy for me. No offense to Frosty, but this could go into cheesy.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with it because it is. That's what it is.
It's just pure schmaltz and cheese. That's all it is.
It's a classical cheesy movie, and I'm okay with that.
Because, it's a good kids movie.
Because guess what? There's nothing wrong with cheesy.
Nope. Nope, nope, nothing went wrong. Especially Christmas, because there's so much, like, emotion that sometimes you just really need just that trashy, cheesy movie.
Yeah, it's a good palate cleanser.
It is.
So that was easy. What's next?
A Christmas Carol, 1999, with Patrick Stewart. Patrick Stewart is such a great actor. But I have to put it on, it was on TV or Grandpa slept through it.
Let's go.
Because again, personal feelings about A Christmas Carol.
Let's go, Grandpa slept through it. I'm okay with it. Let's be controversial. Let's do it. Let's do the thing. I'm here for controversy. I'm here for Brent to yell at us.
Like, the story's classic, right? Like, A Christmas Carol is a classic story, but there's so many iterations of A Christmas Carol in terms of films and plays and YouTube videos and everything else that, like, anymore, like, it seems every 5 years they do a production of it.
Because,
or a movie of it.
Because
or
it's
whatever.
Easy to do.
What?
It's easy to do.
Yeah, it's easy to do. So it's like it loses its magic because it's done so much. Like it's because it's just that classic. So to me, it's like, you know what? It's A Christmas Carol. I know the story. It's ingrained in my brain. I don't need to see it to know what it is or anything else. So yeah, Grandpa slept through it.
Okay, next.
All right, here's where we're going to create real controversy. Elf.
So, I've surveyed people about this movie, and from what I heard, this is one of the greatest movies of all time. It's a must-watch tradition for this individual. They can quote the movie. For them, it would probably must-watch tradition.
I could almost go classic, because it's a modern classic Christmas movie. Done with all the bells and the whistles. Is it stupid? Is it cheesy? Is it sappy? Yes.
That's what makes it cheesy. That's where it should go.
Yeah. It should go in cheesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, but it is a modern classic Christmas movie just in the way that it's done.
It's a classic cheesy film.
And again, it's something that sort of redefined the era or the genre of Christmas movies in the modern sense where, again, it can be comedic, and you have Will Ferrell running around in a giant elf costume as Buddy the Elf, and everybody took to it to the point that it's now pop culture.
Like him screaming, Santa! Is, you know.
And it has Ed Asner as Santa.
Yeah. He's
and Bob Newhart as his dad.
Those guys, yeah, they're the best.
I mean, come on! And also just some of the film tricks and stuff that they use in it. Like, it's a really good film, and it has Ralphie in it.
So I'm gonna wear that.
So, there you go, Brent. We put it in cheesy. And speaking of Ralphie, A Christmas Story.
Okay. If you want to be very controversial, be because these are factual statements. Grandpa slept through.
I was going to say, I was going to put it on, it was on TV because it's on TV every year
it
for
is.
24 hours.
It is. That's why I'm saying Grandpa probably slept through it. Is it a tradition for some? Yes. Is it a classic for some? Yes. It's not cheesy, but it's also on TV a lot.
You know, I could almost argue cheesy.
A little bit.
It is. It's cheesy, right? Because, but it's, I almost don't want to put Grandpa slept through it because I feel like that's
that was more of a joke. But,
okay, good.
But it's a factual statement.
Grandpa, it's totally a factual statement. Like, it was on TV and Grandpa slept through it are completely, totally factual. It could fall into cheesy because it is cheesy, right? Like, the story is of a 8 or 10 year old boy who all he wants for Christmas in the 1950s is a Red Ryder BB gun. 50s. Or all he wants for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun. That's it. And it's the childhood struggle of trying to get what you want for Christmas. And we all can relate to it. It's 30s? Okay. Thank you. I knew it wasn't 60s. But it's like, is it that early? Is it Depression era? Well, I guess it would be. I guess it would be Depression era.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Anyway, and also it's iconic because you have the leg lamp. Fragile.
You do.
The major award.
Yeah. So it's a hard one to place.
Like,
it's not a must watch for me.
It's not a must watch for me. I will watch it if it's on, and we typically end up watching it on Christmas because there's nothing else on. I think it could go classic because it is a Christmas classic. Like, it just fits too many. It fits all the categories on this list, honestly, but I think it deserves to be at least a classic.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah. Even though it fits in, it was on TV and Grandpa slept through it. It fits.
Well, that's what I said. It's like, it's a must-draw tradition for some. It's a classic movie. It's cheesy as fuck. It's on TV every year for 24 hours, and you generally do end up sleeping through it.
Yeah, it fits every category.
It's all the things. Also, this is the other movie never should get remade. Ever. Never, ever in a million years should it get remade.
All right.
Y'all just, they hit the nail on the head with it. Leave it alone. All right. No touchy.
What's next?
Up next, Nightmare Before Christmas.
I have no attachment to it.
When I think of it, I don't think of it as a Christmas movie. Is that wrong? Because I never watch it at Christmas because of the subject matter.
Yeah.
I really do think it's more of like, it's like an in-between Halloween and Christmas movie. It's a tweener. Like, to me, it was on TV.
Yeah.
If it's on, I'll probably end up watching it, but I don't go out of my way to watch it.
There's no emotional attachment to the movie.
Yeah. None.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
All right. The Grinch That Stole Christmas, the animated version, and not the Benedict Cumberbatch blasphemy, the original 1960s, 70s animated Dr. Seuss version of The Grinch. I'm going to be controversial and say it was on TV, or Grandpa slept through it.
I can give you either one that you want. I'm fine with either.
I'm going to say it was on TV because I don't feel like it's quite Grandpa slept through it.
I can give you it was on TV. While we're talking about the other one.
All right, so now we have the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas from the 90s. I could put this in cheesy or classic. I'm leaning more towards cheesy because it is cheesy.
It is like 100% cheesy.
But it is the epitome of this book because Jim Carrey's performance has never been able to be topped.
No.
Nobody has ever been able to do the Grinch better than Jim Carrey.
It was over the top like Jim Carrey does things, and that in itself makes it cheesy.
And the fact that he's running around as the Grinch, like in a Grinch costume, like just the makeup and just everything. Like the makeup in this movie, the way that they altered everybody's faces to look like the book. Like, you have to appreciate how they did that. And they had the outlandishness of the illustrations. Like, they didn't try to do what Hollywood does now and modernize it. They literally took the source content and just put it on people. And they're like, and go. And it was outlandish and it was wonderful and it was cheesy and it's a great movie. It's, again, another modern holiday classic, but it goes in cheesy.
All right, what's next on our list?
Up next on our list, It's a Wonderful Life, the Jimmy Stewart version. I don't know if it's ever been remade. I don't think so.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, but I feel like it's a kind of it was an on TV kind of thing.
I'm with you on that.
Like, I hold no attachment to It's a Wonderful Life.
Like, some could say it's cheesy, some would say it's tradition, but it's a classical movie that's on TV. That's where it fits.
Yeah, that's where it fits.
It's 15 years ago, it's probably must-watch tradition for some.
Yeah.
Now, not so much.
Now, not so much. Mm-mm.
Things have changed. The times be a-changing.
All right. Jingle all the way.
I love this movie. It's so cheesy.
It's 100% cheesy. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid, but I love it. It's like such a great movie for all its cheesiness. It's a must-watch tradition, but it's 100% cheesy.
It's made for, like, camp and stupidity and everything else. Like, it was made specifically for that intention, and I respect that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
It's like, well done, guys. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. The Polar Express. This is difficult because the book, there's the book and then there's the movie. The book is classic, okay? I'm going to just stipulate that. The book is a classic. The movie, it was on TV. Even though the movie's fantastic, even though the movie, Tom Hanks puts in a series of wonderful performances, and they did a beautiful job animating it and just bringing the actual physical book to life, because again, they took the source material and they just dropped it in a movie, and I always love when they do that and they don't try to modernize it or spin it or interpret it their own way. They just literally looked at the illustrations in the book and they went bam, 3D animation. But to me, it's not a Christmas classic for movies.
No.
It's not must-watch television for me. If it's on, I'll probably end up watching it, because it's a good movie. It's an entertaining movie. But it's not something that I will go out of my way to say, I will watch. I'll watch it every year. Now, are some of the music in my Christmas playlist? Yeah, buddy! When Christmas comes to town, that is in my Christmas playlist. 100%. Listen to it every year. And I love it, because it's such a pretty song.
I'm going with it where it's at. Alright, what's next?
Up next, I'm sorry, Matt. The Nutcracker. The Tchaikovsky classic. Not the Disney thing. It's a classic.
It is a classic. But Grandpa almost could also sleep through it.
I'm kind of good with putting it with Grandpa through it.
There you go.
Like, again, it's something that I feel like you don't watch a film version of The Nutcracker. You listen to the music, or you go see the ballet of it.
Yeah, you go see the performance rather than watch the movie.
And I mean, I don't think there's that many necessarily movies of the actual performance. Like, I know there are recorded versions of the performance, but they aren't played anywhere where you can watch them on a regular basis unless it's like Amazon or Netflix or Hulu or something like that. So, to me, the production is a classic and it is a absolute must-watch tradition in the same way that, like, the Rockettes are. But it's not a, for us, anything.
No.
So, I think it deserves to go Grandpa slept through it, because watching it on TV is not the same as seeing it live.
Next.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Mickey Rooney is Santa. It's cheesy as shit.
Yeah, it is. That's where it goes, too.
Yeah, that's where it's going. It's going in cheesy.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about it. There's Rudolph, and then there's everybody else. But I will say that I think her name is Clary or Clarice. The lady that ends up becoming Santa's wife, the stop motion figure of her is so pretty. Like, it's so gorgeous. And the whole movie is great. If you've never seen it, you don't have to watch it, but give it a chance. It has the Meisterburger in it. And it's a beautiful story.
Okay.
But it's so cheesy.
Very cheesy.
A Year Without Santa Claus. Cheesy.
Yeah. I was between it was on TV and cheesy. But it's more of a cheesy thing than a TV thing.
I could almost put it in it was on TV, because I think it was ABC Family used to show all the sub, like Frosty and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and A Year Without Santa Claus, in addition to like Rudolph, like as a part of their Christmas lineup, and then they stopped showing them all together. Mm-hmm. I would say it was on TV.
You want to go TV?
Because again, it's not something you go out of your way to watch.
So you go TV.
I go TV.
Okay, I'm good with that. All right. Two more.
Two more, and then Brink gets to come on and argue with us. Okay, this is an oldie but a goodie. I don't know who remembers this, but Prancer.
It is an old one. This was one you specifically wanted on the list.
There's two that I specifically wanted on the list. This is one of them. To me, this could go in cheesy, or it was on TV. It's a good movie. It centers around Christmas, but it doesn't have that Christmas, the same nostalgia as what Christmas was. And I don't even know if they show it on TV. It's been so long since I've seen it. But I remember seeing it in the theaters.
I don't even know if it's on TV anymore. It might be on Disney Plus or Hulu or something.
I don't know. I'd have to... I almost want to watch it again just because it's been so long since I've seen it.
But I'm good with, it being on TV.
I say it goes on TV, yeah.
Okay. One final movie.
Santa Claus the Movie with Dudley Moore and John Lithgow. So this has a really special place in my heart. I watched this all the time when I was a kid. I subjected my parents to this movie on the regular. My mom had to watch it one Christmas, I think, like 5 times because I just loved it that much. Like, they actually, my parents went out of their way to find me star wrapping paper, like what was in the movie. Yes, I am. That's spoiled. Because I loved it that much. Or not star, snowflake paper. To find, like, the snowflake paper that's in the movie. So it would line up with the movie. And that actually started a tradition in our family where we all have special wrapping paper that we use in our family. So this has a really special place in my heart. And to me, it's not must watch. I don't watch it every year anymore because you can't find it. They don't play it that often.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's a classic. To me, it holds a very, very special place.
I'll give that to you. 100% I'll give that to you. Because it's not a tradition. It's a good movie.
It's basically the origin story of Santa done in a really good way.
Apparently, it's available on Peacock.
Oh, it's available? Oh, I may have to watch it then. Like, I may actually have to sit down and watch it tomorrow.
At least that's what it says when you Google it. So it says, watch now on Peacock. That's the list.
That's the list.
So what we're going to do right now, because I have to set up something for to get Brett. We have to end this call and bring Brett on. So you're going to hear a 30-second commercial. And when we come back, Brett will be here to rip us a new one. Because that's a Christmas tradition. I don't know. But we'll be back in 30 seconds with the intern.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-M-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
So we now bring you the intern.
Oh dear God, what did you guys do?
We gave you your victory royale.
Oh no, no. The victory royale was what I was doing while you were on show.
Rude.
Totally rude.
That's why when you asked, like, what was the year of that? I wanted to type. I'm like, I'm busy.
He's a grinder.
You can't be busy during this show. This is your job.
I gotta win. So
I'm very proud of you, but it's still your job.
I understand. Hey, I'm multitasking. Leave me alone.
No.
Okay. So there are some thoughts.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
First off, you are dead wrong about Charlie Brown Christmas. It is on PBS, actually. PBS actually is the broadcast group that shows that now, aside from just Apple.
Oh, so someone got a broadcast rights. Okay.
Yeah, public broadcasting got the rights to Charlie Brown Christmas. So these are my personal thoughts. Charlie Brown Christmas is a must-watch because it's one of those, like, I have to watch it for it to feel like Christmas. Wonderful Life, I'll give to you. To me, it's a little higher. It could be either cheesy or classic, but I also understand the fact of it was on TV because since it is older, since it is a little bit, you know, it's been around for so long, I can see where it's slotted in there. Although, to be fair, some of it feels like now.
Some of it totally feels like now. Like here's the thing with It's a Wonderful Life. Like, it's on every year, so it's on TV every year, but it's not like something that, and it does fit into the classic realm. Mm-hmm. Like, totally 100%, but it's not something that it's like, I think a lot of people are going out of their way to watch, but I don't know. See, like Rock said, like 10, 15 years ago, it was completely different, I feel like, than what it is now.
See, for me, it's one of those things, like, I think it's been fairly traditional that NBC shows it, like, Christmas Eve. So for
do they
me,
still show it?
The NBC usually shows it at least once during the holidays. And I want to say they do it traditionally during, like, they may show it earlier, but they usually try to do it, like, Christmas Eve.
Because I always remember growing up that, yeah, it would always be on, like, and it would be a big deal. They would have the promos for It's a Wonderful Life, you know, like Sunday night at 8 or whatever, mm-hmm. on whatever network had it. And I remember that growing up, that it was like Charlie Brown Christmas and Rudolph and It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street.
Tomorrow.
And then they would mix in like Frosty.
Tomorrow at 7, by the way.
Oh, it's tomorrow at 7?
According to the thing, yeah. Tomorrow. Probably, I think
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
I think it's probably more like 8, but yeah, continue.
Is it NBC?
Yeah, from what I'm getting.
There we go.
But they used to make a much more bigger deal out of it than what they do now.
Well, I was going to say, like, I remember growing up, Rudolph and the Grinch and Frosty, the Claymation Frosty.
8 o'clock, by the way, 8 o'clock. Google's
on. We forgot the Claymation Frosty.
When I said Frosty, that was the one I was going for. I forgot about the animated one. But it's like those ones were always ones that, like you said, CBS would show it sometime during the week, you know, in the week or two leading up to Christmas.
But here's the thing. We don't watch CBS as much as we did back then.
Yeah. Right.
Well, CBS has both ends of the spectrum. It was for kids because of these, and it's also for, you know, old people because, you know, NCIS. But what I was going to say is, like, I know that you had Rudolph really high up on must-watch tradition, but it's like, for me, Rudolph, Animated Grinch, Claymation Frosty, Animated Frosty are all kind of, it was on TV now. But that's, I think it's just because, for me, it was synonymous with, like, being a kid and growing up. And now that I'm older, it's kind of like, I don't necessarily have to see these. If they're on, okay. But I'm not going out of my way for it. You did good with A Year Without Santa Claus. I would have bumped it down one. Personally,
okay.
Because the misers are evil, evil, horrible looking things, and they just need to burn. I'm trying to see if there are any other horrible ones you get. Oh, at least for me, Christmas Story is one more higher, just because I have to watch it at least once all the way through during the season.
But I feel like for Christmas Story, you don't watch it from like start to finish, because I feel like every time I've watched a Christmas Story, I've come in at like the middle of it.
You hit your high points?
No, like, what I'm saying is, like, when you turn it on, it's not like, oh, it's starting at 8, right? And so I turn it on right at 8. It's like, usually it's like, especially if it's airing on TNT, it's like, there's literally, it's Christmas night, there is nothing else on, so you just hit TNT, you turn it on, and there it is, and it's like, they're on the side of the road, and Ralphie has just dropped the F-dash-dash-dash. You know, and that's where you come into the movie. It's like one of the random parts where you come into the movie. And then you're like, okay, all right. And you watch it to the end. And then it replays. And you watch it up to the F dash dash dash. And then you turn it off.
See, what I end up doing is I'll watch the first showing from start to finish. And then, like, if I'm watching stuff on Christmas Day, I'll flip through and kind of see where it is on TNT. Although, in years past, they've done a dual showing where it's like they show it on TNT and it's off by an hour on TBS.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you want, after I see it the first time all the way through, then it's like, okay, I'll flip through. And if it's one of my high points, I'll watch for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think Jim Carrey's Grinch for me goes down one more level as well. Just because I understand the idea of, he did a great performance with it. I'm just not a big Jim Carrey person. And also, Rock knows, like 2 weeks ago, we did Grinch trivia on Intern's Corner, and you find out how much he absolutely hated that fucking makeup. Like,
oh yeah, he loathed it.
Oh, he interviewed an FBI agent for how to like survive torture. It was that level for him.
Oh, it had to be like the prosthetics alone, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For all of them. But it's like, again, it's the commitment by the filmmakers to do that.
Yeah.
Because this was really before or right at the cusp of CGI, where it was really becoming prevalent in films. And the filmmakers opted not to use CGI. They opted to use makeup and practical effects.
Kudos to them for that.
Yeah, kudos to them for that in this film. And that's why it's like, you know what? That deserves an honorable mention just because they did it. Just because they looked at that and they went, you know what? Nope. it's not going to hold up. We're going to do it like this.
Okay. So I mean,
it's no Benedict Cumberbatch, Lindsay.
It's blasphemy.
So I'm going to change the topic really quick to Christmas Carol. And we talked about remakes and whatnot. And I'm scrolling through Twitter just now, and someone's tweet goes, "Boyfriends made me watch some gritty reboot of A Christmas Carol, and it's an absolute disgrace. Not a Muppet in sight." Someone then replies, "I would watch a Christmas Carol reboot with Gritty, actually." Lindsay?
Okay, but who would Gritty play?
Gritty would have to be the ghost of Christmas future. Or past.
Yeah.
No, he has to be present because he's orange. And Christmas present is the dude with the beard.
I thought that was past.
No, past is the woman who's the ghost. Present is the dude that's in the bathrobe with the beard. And then future is death.
See, I could have sworn it was past was the dude with the beard, present was the female ghost, and then future is the Reaper.
I've got the Reaper right, because the Reaper's what scared me.
Ghost of Christmas Past. Here we go. No, it is the female ghost. God damn it.
So what happened there, Brent?
Lindsay got it right. I'll give her credit.
I tried for you, Lindsay.
You admitted it.
I gave her props.
I know.
Something you never do. It's fine.
Oh, that's the biggest lie you've ever heard.
And it's not always a woman. Sometimes it's a man.
It's just this version that they're talking about.
There's apparently a version where it's Andy Serkis.
Mm. I also remember them doing an episode like this on Saved by the Bell, by the way, where they were doing. I think they were doing the Christmas Carol in the mall.
They put on a play of A Christmas Carol,
yeah,
because that's the one where Zach fell for the homeless girl.
Yeah.
it was a two-part episode where the store clerk or the store owner thought she was stealing and fired her.
Yeah. Yes, that's how nerdy we are, Chat.
Yeah, we completely like broke down and like went back to Saved by the Bell.
Because I can remember those two episodes vividly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God, it's so bad. And her father was trying to get a job in the mall, too.
Yeah, he was. I remember when Zach first met him, he was washing up in the bathroom, mm-hmm. and he gave him the money, and then her dad passed out at the food court.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, that's another topic for another day.
Next year, TV Christmas specials ranked.
But we would have to have seen them.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you have a whole year.
I think you mean you have a whole year to watch a bunch of TV Christmas specials.
No, same here. I haven't seen many. So.
She's too busy going to watch Santa Claus and Prancer on whatever streaming services she can find.
Anyway, Brent, what else did you hate about this?
We do not talk shit about Santa Claus the movie in this house.
No, I'm not talking shit about it.
You're just too busy watching.
You're going to go watch it because it's streaming.
What else, Brent?
I'm trying to see if there's other... Jingle All the Way is placed well. It's Elf should be lower. Love Actually fit where it was just because...
Here, Brent, I think that's helpful for you.
What?
Check Skype.
Oh, I just had the stream up that I was looking
at. Okay, I was making it more clear picture.
I just think it's funny that both of the Christmas Carol movies are in the Santa Slept or Grandpa Slept Through It category.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have Scrooge, which is just the ripoff of, you know, the other one. I think with the Christmas Carol, it's just because there are so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's just, like, with the Muppets, at least it's a fresh kind of take and version, plus it's fucking Muppets, of course. But if you get into the originals, it's like, eh. Grinch, I could bump up the classic, but at the same time, I'm perfectly okay with it being it was on TV because Nightmare Before Christmas, I remember when I read or when we talked about this yesterday, for me it's just one of those like it's a Halloween movie. I watch it for Halloween. I don't watch it for Christmas.
I was gonna say that, but it's like no, I mean technically it's not a Halloween movie either. It's a tweener movie. It's between Christmas and Halloween. Because it's both.
Yeah.
But when you
we had to put it on there just
Christmas is in the fucking title, so.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not that quintessential Christmas movie like what some of these other ones are. So it's like, it fits. It completely fits what we're doing, but it's like, to me, it's like, you know what? when I think of Christmas, I don't necessarily think of Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it's more of a Halloween thing, especially this year, because like they're starting to push Nightmare Before Christmas for Halloween specifically. Like you see Nightmare Before Christmas inflatables and decorations and all the other things where you have that ghoulish Christmas at Halloween.
Yeah.
So like that's why it's like it's not to me, it just doesn't resonate as a Christmas movie.
See, to me,
Jack's trying to steal it.
I was gonna say the way I would describe this is it's not Christmas, it's Halloween invading Christmas. It's about Halloween and the effect it has on the other holiday. Because in the end, what happens? He goes back to just, okay, I enjoy Halloween. So, but, like I said, it has to be on the list because, by God, it's about Christmas and it has Christmas in the goddamn title. So, it has to be part of the consideration.
It had to be there.
But it's just, it's low.
Anything else?
No, just, I would have bumped Christmas Story a little higher. Charlie Brown Christmas would be up at the top. I'd move Rudolph down. Personally, I'm not a huge Home Alone person, but I understand must-watch tradition in terms of, like you guys talked about, how it kind of changed the Christmas genre. National Lampoon just has to be there because it's just so damn quotable.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
And I appreciate that there are at least two what I would consider actual Christmas classics high up on the list with Miracle and White Christmas. Lindsay, I appreciate you.
To me, again, there's just some things that
I played a part in this.
What?
He was taking a shot at me. I played a part in this.
No, I'm not taking a shot on you. I just know Lindsay is more of the classics person. I know you're more of the modern person.
Okay. Well, just,
there's,
I know
there's
you,
just,
Brent.
Go ahead, sorry.
I just know Brent where he takes the shots.
Like, there's just certain...
It wasn't a shot.
There's just certain things that are Christmas, right? Yeah. That just define, at least for me, where I am in my life, how I grew up, there are things that just define Christmas. That once you, it's like when we hear, in my family, when we hear Bing Crosby sing White Christmas.
Good call.
That's when we know it's Christmas, right? Because my family is obnoxious, okay? We decorate the day after Thanksgiving. We have to hold my mom down to stop her from decorating on Thanksgiving. Like, it is a rule in our house that the first box cannot come out until the day after Thanksgiving. And then that's all we do. We do not do Black Friday. We decorate in our family.
I have something horrendous to tell you.
What?
Off a quick little side note. So I went and did a little bit of grocery shopping on my way home. So I had to stop by the Walmart that's right next to my house because it's, you know, one of those Walmart supercenters that has a grocery store with it. In their seasonal aisle, it's already switched to Valentine's.
I'm not shocked.
All the Christmas shit is out of that aisle.
Because, one, it was probably all bought up.
It's probably all gone because I know here it's all gone.
Like, the Christmas candy is what I'm, like, the Christmas candy aisle is usually where this stuff was. No. Trust me, there's plenty of candy there. Like, it just got moved. Like, the seasonal aisle has officially become Valentine's Day 2 days out. I was like, holy shit.
I'm surprised they waited that long.
They probably have done it all week. He just wasn't there.
Yeah. Like, but for us, it's like when we're decorating, it's until Bing Crosby comes on and sings White Christmas in those beautiful tones, it's not Christmas. So it's like, and we watch White Christmas every year. We don't sit down and watch it like start to finish, but it's like Rock and I were joking because my mom loves the movie. And I found a website that has White Christmas wrapping paper.
Nice.
With all four of them on it. And I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, it's a completely stupid thing to waste my money on it, but God, wouldn't my mom just like pop when she sees it? They also have bath towels. I'm getting the bath towels.
Go for
it. For me. Not for her. For me. She's getting the wrapping paper. I'm getting the towels. But, yeah, like, it's just stuff like that. That it's like White Christmas, Christmas Story, Miracle on 34th Street. Those kinds of things, those are Christmas. And even the Grinch and Frosty and Rudolph and everything else, they're all there, too. Like, there are just some things that, especially from your childhood, that it's the nostalgia is just there. And it's not Christmas without it.
See, for me, was like why I hold Home Alone in high regard. It used to air on Fox, like the day after Thanksgiving, and it became like a tradition where it's like now Christmas season's begun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it, like, rings home so well with me. It's like, that was the signal Christmas starts. We're heading into that time. Like, when I was putting up the tree this year, I watched Home Alone 2 on Disney Plus. Because it was, like, something Christmassy to have on in the background while you're doing everything. So it's like, it rings true. It holds true to this day.
I had my Christmas tradition today when I was at work.
Hmm.
Watching Opus and Bill, A Wish for Wings at Work.
Okay.
It's only, like, a 20-minute... It's a really weird... Look, if anyone has seen Bloom County, like, the old comic strips, I think it's still around now, but it's Opus the Penguin and Bill the Cat. And they did a Christmas special back, I want to say, in, like, the 80s or 90s. And it's got them, and then as a guest voice, it has Robin Williams and, I believe, Dustin Hoffman, or maybe Robert De Niro. I think it's Dustin Hoffman. But it's like I said, it's a 20-minute, it's really kind of weird, off-kilter kind of holiday special, but it's one of those things, like, I have to watch it. It just makes it feel real.
Yeah, and we all have that. And that's a childhood growing up thing. And just sort of, it sticks with you because it's the memories that trigger from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes Christmas good. You can say all the commercialism and yada, 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 and how things have changed, but it's like, those things always click back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a good stopping point for us.
Yep. I think it's a great stopping point for us. So everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Rock, you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
The next time we're live will be Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next week, Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Pop Goes the Rack to preview day one.
It's so scary that it's New Year's. Oh my God.
But yeah, everything is starting day one. Programming somewhat gets back to normal around here. We're going to take the weekend off for the holidays. But you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also follow Rock Radio Show on all social media platforms. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or...
Oh my God, it comes in a bath towel, guys.
Lynn Zem Ward in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why, Brent?
Because y'all are hashtag epic partners. Because...
No. It comes in a bath towel. You don't understand. I could have Bing Crosby on a bath towel.
Brent's on Twitter making friends where?
At Kane Kittens.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. We wish everybody out there a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas. Please let it be restful and peaceful. Enjoy yourselves. Eat good food. Have fun.
Be safe.
Be safe. Laugh. Smile. Because that's what Christmas is all about, is joy. So I wish you guys a very happy, merry, safe Christmas. Don't forget to check out our very fine friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And we're going to go off and we are going to have discourse about the list further, but that's going to be offline. So until Pop Goes the Rock, Rack, Pop Goes the Rock! Pop Goes the Rock! Woo!
Also,
Pop Goes the Rock.
Also, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward, follow her. Streams next week.
Yes, I will be streaming all next week probably because I'm off work until January 3rd. So come watch me play Genshin and hang out and we'll have a good time because they're going to be dropping an announcement on the 26th that we'll have to talk about at 7 a.m. I just saw it on Twitter. So for Rock, for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack. Jingle all the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and we will see you next week. Bye. WildTalkRadio.com.